How to relieve dry skin. Over the past decade, water shortages are becoming more common, limiting the availability of unlimited fresh water for irrigation, especially in the states of the American Southwest and California. Large swaths of green grass require constant watering in hot weather to look healthy. When faced with the reality of water rationing, people are starting to seriously swap their water-guzzling lawns for plants and features that look nice even when water access is restricted. This is a practice called xeriscaping. Xeriscaping comes from the Greek word xero, meaning dry. There are two main principles in xeriscaping: choosing plants and landscape features that don't need as much water, and then using gardening techniques that direct water only to where it's needed and avoid losing water through evaporation or runoff. Dry skin is a common problem, and the medical term for it is xeroderma, which uses the same Greek word, xero, as we see in xeriscaping. Successfully treating dry skin is similar to xeriscaping because it's all about getting enough water to your skin cells while also minimizing losing water from your skin by evaporation. You may have xeroderma if your skin is flaky, red, cracked, or itchy. Dry skin is also considered the gateway to other skin issues, so addressing it can help prevent future skin problems. Our bodies lose water all day through small gaps in our skin cells, a process called transepidermal water loss. Water is continuously being released by and through our skin, not just when we sweat from hot weather or exertion. As we age, our skin produces less sebum. This oily substance slows down evaporation through the skin. With less sebum to slow down evaporation, water loss can increase dramatically, especially in dry, windy, or cold conditions. In cold climates, we heat our homes during the fall and the winter, making the air inside our homes even drier. Frequent bathing can also make your skin dry. After a bath or shower, water evaporates from the cells on the surface of your skin, drying them out. Moisturizers improve dry skin by adding flexibility to the surface cells of your skin and by blocking evaporation. With many lotions, creams, and ointments available, the more occlusive, thicker, and greasier the moisturizer you use, the better it can prevent evaporation by trapping moisture next to your skin. One of the greasiest and the best at blocking evaporation and trapping moisture is petroleum jelly, also known as Vaseline. Moisturizers can also contain certain compounds to encourage water to stay on or in your skin, such as lactic acid, salicylic acid, glycerin, urea, or ammonium lactate. A new addition to moisturizers is a group of compounds called ceramides. Ceramides are found in your body in high concentrations in healthy skin and lower concentrations in dry and less healthy skin. In particular, several ceramide compounds have been shown to improve skin texture, skin integrity, and relief of dryness. Ceramides make moisturizers more effective. CeraVe is a brand of moisturizer specifically designed to contain ceramides and create a better, more healthy skin. Here are 6 tips for relieving dry skin. Number 1, keep your body hydrated. Getting enough water also helps your skin look younger. By drinking extra fluids in the early part of the day, you'll avoid having to get up multiple times during the night. Number 2, minimize your caffeine intake. I love caffeinated coffee, but it increases water loss by stimulating urination. It's not just found in coffee. Caffeine hides out in energy drinks like Red Bull, Monster, and 5-Hour Energy. One of the best ways to cut back or quit caffeine without the misery of a withdrawal headache is to switch to tea, which has half the caffeine as coffee does. Number 3, humidify your house. Use a humidifier if you live in a dry climate or when heating your home. Warm, dry air will accelerate loss of moisture through transepidermal evaporation. Number four, shower and bathe with warm instead of hot water. Using hot water for baths and showers encourages water loss from the skin. Bathing or showering with warm or lukewarm water is better for people with dry skin. Number five, pat your skin almost dry and then apply a moisturizer to seal the water in. Applying moisturizer to damp skin within 10 minutes of your bath and shower and right after washing your hands maximizes the ability of the moisturizer to trap water in your skin. Number six, avoid using bath oil in your tub, despite what other people may advise. Bath oils create a slippery surface inside your tub, making getting in and out of your bathtub a risky activity and leaving you a slimy mess to clean up. It's better to apply a moisturizer to your skin directly after you get out of the bathtub. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.